poll, less than 10% of Americans following January 6 committee hearings very closely. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 21, 2022. Less than 10% of Americans are following the January 6 committee's hearings very closely, according to a new ABC News poll. ABC News, in conjunction with Ipsos, found that just 9% of Americans are following the January 6 committee's televised hearings very closely. The ABC News poll comes after the committee finished its first full week of televised hearings. The committee has held 3 public hearings, with 4 more on June's congressional calendar. So far, the committee's efforts have only made a 6% difference in the amount of Americans who believe former President Donald Trump should be held criminally liable for the January 6 Capitol riot. Although the committee portrays itself as bipartisan, ABC's poll found the hearings are divided along party lines. For example, while 91% of Democrats think Trump should be charged with a crime for the Capitol riot, less than 20% of Republicans think so. Additionally, the 2 Republican members seated on the 9-member committee were handpicked by House Speaker Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, after she rejected the nominees submitted by House GOP leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA. Trump blasted the unselect committee on Friday at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference. There's no clearer example of the menacing spirit that has devoured the American left than the disgraceful performance being staged by the unselect committee, Trump said. They're con people, they're con artists. Trump also criticized the committee, led by Democrat Representative Bennie Thompson, DMS, and Republican Representative Liz Cheney, RY, for taking witness testimony out of context. The committee refuses to play any of the tape of people saying the good things, the things that we want to hear. It's a one-way street. It's a rigged deal, Trump added. Trump's criticism echoes comments made by former Trump adviser Jason Miller, who called out Cheney and the committee for deceptively editing pieces of his testimony during the committee's first primetime hearing.